Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Brazenly Shady, the podcast. I'm Sharonda.
And I'm Tima.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
How y'all doing? We hope y'all doing okay. So, we have a book to talk about today.
Yeah.
And let me tell y'all right now, before we even start, this is going to be a rant review. So hold on to your drawers, because it's about to get busy up in here, okay?
It's about to be a bumpy ride. I know you guys are happy to hear from us again, because we happy to be here talking to y'all, okay?
Hello.
But unfortunately, tonight, today, this evening, this morning, whatever time you listening to this, like my co-host said, we ranting today.
We are ranting today because this is
this has to be one of the most interesting books I've read for 2024. And interesting is the word that I chose. Because I'm in a good mood tonight. Today.
Well, I'm in a good mood, and I'm telling y'all right now, this is the worst goddamn book I read. Okay, this is bad. This is bad. I never, never. Like, what is going on? Anyway, honey. This is crazy. But we're gonna get on to it. Let's give y'all the name of the book so y'all know. No, I'm just kidding. So the name of the book is Better With You by Tina Michelle. This is a new to us author here at Brazenly Shady.
And if I'm keeping it a book, it's gonna be my first and last read from this author.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Because, baby, this.
What the fuck was this?
What? But what they say? Bah, 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 bah. What the fuck is this?
I want my goddamn time back. Because what is going on here?
I
want my goddamn time back.
I was very disappointed in this book. Because I don't even know how to explain it.
You know what? there's nothing to explain. I just feel like this book was just all over the place. But anyway, before we even get into it, let's tell y'all about a little bit about the book. So in this book, we have these people because
you
are.
No,
okay. I'm just kidding. So in this book, we have Neva.
No, I think it's Nevaeh and Brayden.
And they meet each other because they both live in the same apartment building. And they meet each other one night when they both are at the gym in the apartment building. And this shit goes downhill from there, honey. It goes downhill from there.
Nevaeh is an interesting character because, and okay, so before I start, it's the way that the book was written, like it's a diary entry.
It didn't read that way to me. It read to me like it was like random thoughts she was having about writing a book. And she just threw them up in there. This was a complete and total damn word salad.
When I say diary entry, I'm saying about how the narrator, because Nevaeh is definitely the narrator in this book.
Yeah, we're getting a lot. The book is definitely.
She's the narrator in this book. So it's coming as she's saying, and I did this and I did that. So I'm guessing it read like she is telling us her thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way that you would write it in a diary.
Correct. Yeah,
that's what I mean. Like it's like, yeah. and it's single POV, because Nevaeh, we're only getting her POV.
Yeah.
We're getting dialogue from Brayden. But it's from her POV. We don't have dual POV in this book. I didn't read it that way. We're literally getting this story from Nevaeh.
Yeah, this is definitely from Nevaeh's point of view, this book. And basically in this book, it was so much wrong in this book. Just so much wrong in this book. First of all, so we start off with Nevaeh, who seems to be having like just about a bad luck with relationships. When we go inside the book, her current boyfriend, she finds out, of course, ain't shit.
But he ain't her boyfriend, though. He is her. They was in a situationship. They ain't had no relationship.
And that's but that was the crazy thing, because she said in our little situationship. So it was like, what more were you expected from somebody that you were in a situation with? It's situationship with. She wanted more, but it seemed like she didn't tell the boy or tell the man that she wanted more. And then she was just kind of like in this, what was me? Like, oh, why you treat me like this and all this other stuff? And he basically told her, like, you knew what this was, girl. Like, you knew what this was.
And then when you go on to read on, mm-hmm. she is saying the signs were there. And, you know, it's like, as you read on, this book was a big contradiction. And I know, I don't even know how...
It was. I don't think we can properly tell you guys how much
even
of a contradiction, the big old contradiction this book was.
And the book jumped from one. It jumped from one thing to the next thing, and it never really. Every time I felt that I was getting into a groove with this book, it jumped into something else, and I could not figure out what was this author trying to fucking write? Because honestly, I don't even think she knew what she was damn doing.
It felt like it was a struggle between urban and contemporary romance. Because you got the urban themes there. But then she kind of like switched it sometimes over to contemporary. It was very much like, what are you trying to do here? What kind of story are you trying to give us?
Yeah, I think she started out more. Help us. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
The other thing that annoyed me about this book was her over explanation of every goddamn thing. Listen, when we say give us better descriptions in your story, we don't need for you to tell us what Bookstagram is. Most of the people that are reading your book, we know what Bookstagram is. We don't need for you to explain simple as
explained everything.
She explained everything, and it was unnecessary. It was like, we don't need that.
At 30 years old, I stand 5'3" and weigh 150 pounds. I have skin the color of caramel and kinky curly hair that stopped to my shoulder. Face cards never decline. Not tooting my own horn, but I'm beautiful and can have any man I want. But most of them just don't want me. Just what I can give them. And I'm like, bitch.
When she said face card never decline, I said, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? What is this? It was unnecessary. And she did the same thing when he finally decided to go to therapy. He broke down everything to the therapist, and I was just like, what is
She could lay off the over explanation and actually outline this book.
Yes. Agreed.
Because I didn't need to know about about her Fenty this and what she... I didn't need to know and that. Gucci I didn't know what the fuck was going on in this book because, baby, listen.
And Gucci that. And the contradiction of her...
Go ahead.
The contradiction of her with the people around her. How she loved her mother and sister so much and she would do anything for them and stuff, but then in the next breath, as Kamen said, the next, and then with a big old turnaround of a contradiction, it was just like, these bitches don't like her and she don't understand why everybody has it out for her. And I was just like, what are we doing here? And let's not even talk about the big old missing parts on the damn book. Because first, it's like me and my sister is close. That's my sissy. I love my sissy and all this other stuff. And then next thing you know, these bitches are fighting.
And what? Then at the end, she said, my mama is married, but her husband ain't shit. And I give her some money to help her. And I'm like, what?
But in the beginning of the book, she says that her mother did her best. They did not have, like, you know, they didn't, which is why she strives for this bourgeois-type lifestyle or whatever. But she was like, it wasn't like her mother was abusive or anything. Her mother was a single mom that worked jobs so that her two girls can have everything. But then all of a sudden, she became this viper of a woman that was kind of almost like forcing her to send her money every month. But you said you were sending her you decided to send your mother money every month because of the struggle that she had when she was raising you and your little sister.
So you decided. But now when your mama asks for the money, then you want to get mad. But I think the author put that in there to make it seem like the mama was like unappreciative. It was a lot of stuff in this book that did not need to be there. Why the hell you have the ex-wife brother breaking into the goddamn house? And why he going to jail for life for burglary? Like, is this the third strike? Did he kill someone before on the first strike? Did he kill someone again on the second strike? And the burglary was the third strike and they was like, life for you, bitch. Like, what was going on? And why are you going... Were you going to jail for life for burglary?
It made
that's one of them. Why did the police pull her over? That's another thing. What the police pull her over for? Two. That's two. Three. Why the hell her best friend Jasmine get drunk and fuck somebody else and she just get engaged? What was the purpose of these things happening in this book?
Nothing made sense. Nothing at all made sense. It was just like, what?
See, I thought the brother was dead because why did the police lock up your Braden and somebody break into his house? Why he get locked up and had to stay and he had to stay locked up for the whole weekend?
Because if somebody's breaking into your house, why are you getting arrested?
What you getting arrested for and why you got to stay in there for the whole weekend and somebody was breaking into your house?
Is it making any sense?
I thought the brother get shot. No, I thought he shot somebody.
He did. He shot the ex-wife's brother in the shoulder because now mind you, the brother kicked down the apartment door. He kicked down the door. So, let's not even, child, but the big thing is how these two met, and then within a week, he was saying, you're mine. You just met this lady.
There was no type of chemistry nor development in this book. Because first of all, you meet the man and you say, oh, I'm not interested in anything, and then he said, oh, I just want to be friends. And next thing I know, he putting his hand down your pants and he talking about why you so wet. And I'm like, wait, what the fuck is going on here?
There was no chemistry. There was no type of romantic buildup. It was just like they met in the gym and next thing you know, they were a couple. Even though she herself was saying that she was going to take a break from men because she never seemed to have a good outcome with relationships. So she was taking a break. But next thing you know, these two are fucking. And he's saying she's her, she's his. That was, he was saying you're mine. He was saying you're mine even before they even, they even slept together.
Let's talk about her having bacterial vaginosis and having sex with that man without a condom. Talking about let's go to CVS and get a plan B, and you know you just been to CVS to get the medication because you got bacterial vaginosis or whatever. Like, what the
you
fuck
just
is going
went to the doctor.
You just went to the doctor
because you said the ex-boyfriend was cheating on you. You got treated for a venereal disease and then you're fucking somebody else. No condom, raw. What is going on?
Like, it seems like this author did not do any outlining. Did not have any, did she read this book over? Did she let anybody else read this? And if you did let anybody else read this, don't let them read another damn book of yours again, because they did not do you justice.
They did you dirty. They did you so dirty. It was very choppy. It made absolutely no sense at all. Made sense. I was just like, what is going on here? There was no rhyme or reason.
Because she said he's a wealthy gym, like, he's a wealthy
gym. She said he was a wealthy, we never got no mentions of
his
wealth.
What does nigga do for work?
There was no mentions of what, it was just like he's
wealthy
like this. Gym head.
And if you're wealthy like this, why the hell you going to get a 3-bedroom apartment and not just buy a fucking house when her lease run up? Like, what, it make sense for me.
But the thing is, and that was another thing with her. You know what else? This fucking lady knew that her lease was going to be up. So after the apartment break-in, she's crying and all shocked because there's a note on her door telling her that, hey, if you don't pay your rent, we're going to evict you. And then he's just like, okay, when is your lease up? And she's like, oh, at the end of the month. It's like, you knew, you just never, like, how are you this smart, strong, accomplished woman when you can't even remember that you were supposed to pay your goddamn rent and you had a rent increase?
But the timeline moved so fast, I was like, how's she getting evicted? And she just was talking about her rent yesterday. Like, the timeline moved so fast. Because you talking about you got to have some place to stay, and you bougie. But, girl, you getting evicted? The timeline moved so fast. There was no sense of time in this book. I was whiplash because I didn't know. It seemed like everything just mashed together. It was just thrown together like fruit salad.
Y'all, and then let's talk about the trauma in this book. Wait. So the only thing I'm going to give this lady credit for, is putting content and trigger warnings in the book. So there's a death of a child in this book. Brayden has trauma because he lost his daughter in a car accident, okay?
But the way that she wrote it,
I was like,
I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me.
I said, this is tragic, but what the fuck?
This is tragic. So tragic, but why did you?
It's not funny, but it was just like, boom. But it's the way she writes it as he's telling her story.
No big deal. The baby just fell out the window and died.
It was so
matter of fact. Like, okay, you know, and I'm like, wait.
And
when I went back and read it, I was like, I know this woman did not write this baby. Girl.
When I tell y'all, I had to read it twice because it felt like he explained it to her with no emotion. Like, even though she wrote him crying on page, it felt like the man had no emotion when he was explaining the death of his child. It was crazy, y'all. It was fucking crazy.
And And then Nevaeh's attitude was just so wishy-washy because you already say you don't want a relationship, but yet you getting mad at this. First of all, he driving around with the car seat still in his car. I'm sorry.
Y'all, when she first got in his car and she saw the car seat in the back, when I tell you this bitch went from 0 to 100, who
was like, oh, you tell me you didn't have a baby, you lying to me. And he was like, oh, my baby died, my daughter died. And
this led up to him explaining to her how the daughter died. I was like, oh my God.
It lacked any type of emotion or anything. It happened so fast. I was like, what?
Because she was such a wishy-washy character. Like, once he broke down and cried with no emotion, saying how his baby flew through the goddamn window and died, she's like, oh my God, Brayden, I'm so sorry. You was just cussing this man out 60 seconds ago, literally 60 seconds ago. You were cussing this man out and calling him a fucking liar and telling him you're not going to deal with it and boo-hoo it. And the other thing that got on my nerve with Nevaeh was her woe is me attitude. Every time you turned around, somebody was doing something wrong to this fucking lady. Or she seemed to think somebody always had a problem with her. Like, this lady went to the fucking doctor to get her ultrasound, and the nurse practitioner was just telling her, and she is like, because I didn't know if she had an attitude with me or if she was being funny. I was like, bitch, she's fucking doing your ultrasound. What are you? She thought everybody had a fucking problem with her.
Went off the deep end for nothing.
She was going off the deep end for fucking nothing. And, oh my God. And then the other thing that kind of got me in this book was the random shit that the author just threw in there. Her saying that they did not want the baby to get vaccinated because she don't know what shit they're going to put up in her baby and stuff. I was just like, what is going on? I literally took notes. And I said, oh my God, the author is anti-vax. Because who puts that in the book?
Nobody.
Who puts that? Who said
like, that?
That came out of nowhere. It's a newborn baby. What? Your kid ain't sitting next to my kid in school. Get this little baby up out of here, okay?
I was like, well, that's personal. I said, well, that's how she feel. Okay, girl.
That's very personal. And then we got the random scene of when she gets pulled over by the cop, and she's going on and on about how she's telling the cop, literally, y'all, how she don't I don't trust cops. Y'all be out here killing black men. And
read the room. That was not needed. I thought she was gonna say something to Brayden about it. That scene was nothing happened. So I was like, okay, you could have been fleshing out this book and giving us some more development. You putting cop stuff in here, girl, read the room. That was not the time.
It was so weird to even throw that up in there. It made no sense. It was just a random scene thrown inside the book. It made no sense. This book made absolutely no goddamn sense. There was so much randomness inside of this book, y'all. Like, it was just shit just thrown up in there.
Hold on. But remember when they went to the baby's grave site and he met the ex-wife there?
And she was getting jealous.
And then he gone to the ex-wife and hug her. This bitch just had her brother at your house, breaking in your house, bitch.
About to kill your ass.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You was in jail for the weekend. She was stalking you. She had her brother break into your house. Had you in jail for the weekend and you talking about, oh, I hug a girl, fuck you.
But let's
that's another thing that did not make sense. I was like, you forget you just write that shit? She did not outline this book. I don't know what the hell she did, but whatever she did, it was wrong, and she shouldn't have do it, and she don't need to do it no more.
It seems like a lot of personal things were thrown up in this book, like her refusing to take birth control or use a condom with a man she just met and seemed to be surprised that she was pregnant. What? You're lucky that's all you had. Because you had a venereal disease.
Then you won't fuck that dude.
Fuck a new dude raw.
Without knowing that you just got your medicine for your bacterial vaginosis shit. Arthur, what were you thinking?
Then to turn around and say that she refused to take birth control. Nah, I don't want to put that bad shit in my body. That is exactly what the character said.
You slept with this dude without a condom, knowing that you had bacterial vaginosis.
You're not going to protect yourself at all. Okay. All right.
And what the hell she get terminated from her job for? What did she get fired for?
That made no sense. Because the way it's explained, when we go inside the book, the girl go to work every day. She do her job every day. So calling out a couple of days, because I think it's because she wrote such a wishy-washy character. Because she also made it seem like, I guess, whoever her supervisor was had a problem with her. But it wasn't like that at the beginning of the book. She seemed to have gotten along with everybody at her job. But now all of a sudden the supervisor has a problem with you. And then when you're getting fired, you sit up here and say, y'all just don't like me because I'm the only black girl here and all of y'all can kiss my asses. What is going on in this book? Nothing made any sense. Like, it was all so weird. Everything was just fucking weird. Like, the way she would get jealous. If she went on his Instagram page and she saw pictures of him and his ex-wife before and she says, I'm so tired of this girl always in the picture. What? Like, when they went to go see the therapist, because when he first made the appointment, the therapist thought he was going to do therapy with his ex-wife. So when they go to the therapist mistakenly thought that she was the ex-wife, because he wasn't smart enough to call ahead of time and tell the therapist it's just going to be me and my new girlfriend. No. Mm-hmm. So she gets mad and gets the attitude with the therapist. I'm like, what is going on?
He was a horrible person. She was a hating ass bitch, because when her friend got engaged, she was real salty.
Oh, she was so jealous. She was like, I don't mean to be jealous, but nothing good ever happens to me and everything good happens to her. But then you write where the best friend fucks up her engagement by getting drunk and sleeping with a coworker? Why was that even there? That had nothing to do with this story. If it was to make Nevaeh look better, because now Nevaeh was with Brayden and having a little bit of a better life, like, it nothing made any sense.
Mm-mm.
There was no rhyme or reason to this book. Like I said, I feel like this was just random things of a story that she was writing down, like Tama said, didn't outline it, and just threw all this shit up. This was a nasty-ass word, Sally. It made no sense.
Nothing made sense, and I am very sad that this author even uploaded this, because I don't know if she read over this before she uploaded this or have anybody else read over it, but it was a clusterfuck for real. That's very sad, because the cover is gorgeous. And this goes back to the conversation that was running rampant, that covers, beautiful covers,
sell books,
because we looked at this cover and we were drawn to this cover when we saw this cover. When we got inside the book, my God, on today.
And we read the blurb. And I was like, okay, this
sounds
interesting.
When we went in the book, it was like, what the fuck? Covers, beautiful covers sell. The dialogue or the stuff in the cover in the book might be trash, but the cover's gonna get that book out there.
Nothing in this
book. That's how we picked up this book, and I'm very disappointed because I just feel like no effort was even put into this. It seemed like no effort. It really read like at least 4 different books because, like you said, he said, "Oh, I don't curse," but yet when you get into the book, he cussing like a goddamn sailor, I'm like, "What? But you say you don't curse, child? Like, what is going on?" I think she started off, and then when she got to the middle, she forgot whatever the fuck she was writing.
She forgot the type of character I think the only the character that stayed on cue was Nevaeh, because Nevaeh was a wishy-washy, hating
ass. She was annoying from the beginning, and
she was very annoying. She
continued to be annoying for the end, throughout the book. So you're right about that. But I don't know what the author was thinking. I didn't understand how she wrote Brayden or what type of qualities she envisioned for him. But I don't think he was thought of well.
No, he wasn't. And I feel like also we didn't really know anything about this man outside of what she put on the blurb. She said he was a wealthy gym head, and that was it. There was nothing. There was no. The only thing we got about him is his light eyes and maybe his skin complexion, but there was nothing of substance about this man on page.
Like,
what
did he do for work? We know he had a trust fund. We know he was wealthy. What did he do for work? What was he doing for work?
I don't understand, like, how you put such a... He shouldn't even been in the book. Outside of him being kind of like this backup to the chaos that was Nevaeh, there was nothing about this man that was of remembrance. Outside of him losing a kid and maybe going through a trauma of that. But outside of that, there was nothing to remember about his character. It was like he was a ghost. Like, who the fuck...
But Nevaeh was one-dimensional, too, if you really think
about it. Oh, she was very much one-dimensional. She was a wishy-washy character, but she was very much one-dimensional. And it was just like the woe is me isms of her was very fucking annoying. Like, one minute she was beating bitches up, and then the next minute she was crying about how, no, she's tired of taking care, doing stuff for everybody and taking care of everybody. But it's like, no.
Okay. Why did she follow the ex-wife and beat the ex-wife ass? You just meet this nigga. And you beating ass for these niggas, and you already said, girl, you said you didn't even want a relationship. You was supposed to be friends. Like, what?
And that's the thing. How did they go from friends to boyfriend to a fucking couple in 0.6 seconds?
We didn't even see when it happened. It happened so fast.
It happened so fast.
Next thing I know, his hand down her pants, and he was like, "You wet as fuck." And I'm like, "Is she?"
There was no chemistry between... There was no fucking chemistry between these characters. They were dry. They were dry as fuck. There's no way you will read this book and believe that these two were meant to be together. There was no fucking way you were believing that. There was no way. There was no fucking way. It was out of pocket. Like, what is going on here? I've never read a book that was so chaotic as this. This was a chaotic ass mess. No type of energy or chemistry between the characters. Story all over the goddamn place. Just shit thrown in there to be thrown in there. What?
I didn't like it. I'm sorry. I did not like this book. I felt it from the blurb. It had potential to be a decent book, but it was not, and I didn't like it.
Had any potential of being decent.
I'm saying the cover was goddamn cute. The blurb sounded like she had some shit but the kick. But when we got in the book, nothing kicked. But the cover was cute, though.
I just...
It was very disappointing. Like, this is one of the most disappointing books that I've read this year. And I've read over 100 and some books. Ugh, God, don't remind me. I'm behind. But this one was, when I was reading it, I found myself going back to reread stuff because I was like, ain't no fucking way. Or what is this? Or this don't make no sense.
It was like I was reading and I was like, how did we get here?
It happened so fast.
How did we get to her and the sister hating? How did we get to the sister being a lazy ass, ungrateful ass, deadbeat mother? How did we get to that when in the beginning it seemed like everything was okay?
It seemed like everything was fine. Like, it seemed like everything was fine. Her helping her mom and Ben, and Ben, it's, I don't know what went, it went left.
How did we get from your mother was this great mom, like, yeah, we didn't have a whole lot of stuff and I sent her money every month because she took such good care of me and my sister when we were kids, to your mother becoming a greedy bitch that wanted money from you every month, which you voluntarily sent? What the fuck?
Voluntarily.
You said you were sending your mother money every month, and now you're mad because the lady is like, hey, I ain't get my money this month.
But it seemed like she just, the author just put it in there like for some conflict, but you're introducing all of these conflict. And you're not having any resolutions for them. You're just throwing stuff in there and you're not resolving them. And it's like, it just looks like you're just randomly putting stuff in there just for like shock factor or like, I don't know.
And then she gets pregnant, y'all. She gets pregnant.
It feels like she gets sleeping with the dude 2 days ago. And then she's pregnant because I'm telling you, the timeline
is like crazy.
The timeline was crazy. It was like it just looped into one big time. No.
She got pregnant. He proposed out of no. I said, how are you proposing to this lady? You don't fucking know her. She doesn't fucking know you. Y'all met last week. How are you proposing?
That's because the timeline wasn't effectively drawn out.
How did they both go from, I don't want no relationship, we just going to be friends, to now we fucking about to get married and we about to have a baby?
I recommend the author pulling this book, rewriting it, and re-releasing it.
Please.
I recommend that.
I would highly recommend the author a professional editor.
Or some beta readers? Or
No. Okay. No beta readers. No beta
she
readers.
She need that too, though. She need a beta reader and an editor. She needs somebody to read this to just help with the timeline, the development. It's no timeline. It's like one big loop.
One big continuous unnecessary loop of unnecessary garbage. Like, this was terrible. So, yes, I highly recommend, I agree with Shay's 100%. Pull it in, pull it off of Amazon, and get a professional editor and some beta readers. I say no beta readers. I get you an editor that beta reads as well.
But she needs to rewrite this. She needs to rewrite this with some development and, okay.
There was no development. There was nothing. Absolutely fucking nothing. It was just things written and thrown inside of a book and uploaded to Amazon. This is exactly what it was. And this is unfortunate.
Nevaeh started out horrible and she ended horrible. Like, there was no type of development for any of the characters in this book. I would leave out Jasmine's issues and just make her the friend. Like, she could just be the friend, but her issues, girl, why is it there?
She could have just been the perfect side character. It seems like she was a good friend to Nevaeh.
Nevaeh wasn't a good friend.
why did we even need to get the situation of her cheating on her brand new fucking fiance? She done got drunk and slept with a coworker. What? Why is this here?
And then for her and the man to end up back together, then you shouldn't have break them up in the first place. If you ain't gonna do nothing with, I gotta see if she got drunk and slept with Braden, then that would have been different. But girl, who she slept with her fiance? We ain't never was introduced to the fiance. Like you could have left.
Let's talk about this ending. Jesus Christ. So they get married. And the mother now, y'all, she got problems with the mother and the sister in the middle of the book. But miraculously, they end up at the wedding. They hugs and kisses. I forgive you. I'm not mad. Blah, blah, blah. But then when we get to the fucking epilogue, the sister is on drugs, getting her ass beat.
Her niece taken away.
Her niece that she loves so much then got picked up by CPS. And the Neve is not going to go get her because ain't nobody called me. Like, girl, what? You know your niece is in fucking in the system and you don't even fucking care enough to go get your niece?
But she loved her niece so much.
She loved her niece so much. I'd do anything for my sister and my niece.
What?
And the mama went back to hating her because she not sending her money every month.
Pull this book.
But she's so tired of doing everything.
This was three different storylines in one book. You could have used these storylines for another book.
Girl, it was like watching tennis. It was like watching Serena and Venus play each other, bitch. The ball was going fast, bitch. I was like, what's going on here? How that TikTok going fast as fuck, bro?
This wasn't it. Honestly,
this was not it. This wasn't it. Oh my God, I want my time back.
A total disappointment.
Time back.
You ain't getting it back.
I could have been reading something I really wanted to read, but yeah. this is unfortunate.
Disappointing.
This is unfortunate because I don't even know what else to say.
Lately, a lot of books has been published, and I feel like the authors aren't taking their time writing, plotting, editing, and just developing these books.
You're 100% correct, because this book proved it. She just slapped a pretty cover on this book, and now we're here.
This is a testament that covers do sell books.
Amen.
Covers do sell books.
Amen.
But this book was just so disappointing.
I want this book to be, it's not even worth downloading in Kindle Unlimited. It's really, really not. Just pull this shit and do it all over again, my dear. I'm sorry. I can't be any other way about this.
Yeah, there's no other way to say it other than pull this book, rewrite it, add some detail, take some detail out, and just republish it.
No,
and I feel like I would respect you way more if you. I mean, I feel like at this point we have to take pride in
the work our world.
In things that you put out. If the cover is gorgeous, make sure that what you have in there in that book is worth readers' time.
What a reason to say beautiful gowns, honey.
And it's been a lot of books dropping where I feel like the authors don't give a shit.
Yeah,
and you have readers in there, and sometimes I feel like I'm either drama because I be seeing these 5 stars and I'm reading this book and I'm like, no, we need to get away from the unhinged men and good sex. We need more than just unhinged men and good sex. We need plot. We need development. We need editors.
Yes. I mean, you can't throw a nigga with dreads and a bad bitch in a book and just give it no rhyme or reason. We need some type of development of a story. Like, we need to get back to plot. We need to get back to story. We need to get back to development of characters. Like, this is a mishmash of bullshit. Like, this made absolutely no sense for this book to be this way. And I need, for readers on the reader side, I need for people to start being honest about what y'all are reading. There is no fucking way you read this book and gave it 4 or 5 stars. There's no way. Not even fucking 3 or 2. This is a 1-star read. This is terrible.
It's bad. I feel like I only pushed through because this was for the podcast, because I would have DNF'd this book from chapter 1, because chapter 1 was bullshit. It started off
unfortunate, and then people get mad when reviews come out like this. This is bad. This is really, really bad.
It's really bad.
And that is unfortunate, because you could be writing a story, and yes, you can put out a first book and have some bumps, but this is not some bumps.
This book, the way that the author uploaded this book, this was a draft. And I mean, first draft.
Yes.
First draft. Like, you just write this and you just upload it. Don't do that no more.
Yes. This is exact. Oh,
this
my
is
God.
The first draft.
Yeah. This
is. That is unacceptable. I feel like we deserve fucking better.
And the
fact is that nobody is in this community. You can't even be honest.
Yeah.
So if you cannot be honest, these authors are thinking that the stuff that they're putting out there is just the best thing, and it is not. You are stifling the voices of readers because you cannot be honest in this community. And it's not even the freaking authors who's doing it. It's the other readers who's doing it, because every time someone is honest, someone is getting fucking attacked for it.
Correct.
Don't say shit to me, because I clap back. I am a fucking green turtle. I will snap at you. Okay? Better yet, I'm a loggerhead. I will snap at you. I ain't the fucking one. But anyway, like I said, you're stifling readers when they are honest about their thoughts. And I am firm on saying the community cannot thrive without positive reviews, and DNFs. Because when you DNF the book, I want to know why you DNF it. Because if you tell me you DNF it because you got a 18 or 19-year-old with a 35-year-old, I'm going to read that book because I like age gap.
Right.
Stop uploading this shit and stop stifling the voices of readers. Then you wonder why people don't want to review no more. Then you wonder why we getting cap cuts every motherfucking day. Because they prefer to do cap cuts than
cap
to cuts. Review.
Cap cuts with no reviews.
And the cap cuts.
Or a little happy paragraph. But this is also, it's not just stifling readers, but this is also stifling yourself as an author. Because this, there's no way you if you reread this and thought this was acceptable to upload, you are stifling yourself. You're stifling your own creativity by doing this. This is so unnecessary, and it's not right, because there's a paid version of this book. People are going to pay for this. This is what you want people to pay for? And then this goes into the thing of authors getting mad when people return books. This is worth every motherfucking cent that you return it for. There's no way I would have bought this and kept this or just deleted it. No, give me my money back.
Yeah.
This is a crime.
It's crazy.
This is unfortunate. But this is what happens when the community lets bullshit go on, okay? And I'm not talking about tagging authors and negative reviews or anything like that. I am talking about stifling the voices of people that have legit concerns about shit. This is a legit goddamn concern.
I'm actually against tagging authors in negative reviews.
No, I only said that because
don't tag them at all. Well, you can still write your negative review. But
no, I'm not saying that. I only use that as an example because people will turn around and use that as an excuse. It is not an excuse. No one is supporting that. No one is saying that is right or whatever. It's bullshit. Yeah, we all understand it. But that does not turn around. Don't turn around and say, well, people shouldn't be doing negative reviews at all. Get the fuck out of here.
I think that's fucked. No, that people need to be doing negative reviews. And I love to see those DNF videos and posts, too, because I want to know why people DNF a book. But I feel like we need to get to a space. We need to get back to a space where people can freely post whatever they want. And people actually speak up in this community because you have a lot of people who always talk about, oh, I'm staying out of it. I'm not going to say anything. And this is why the cycle will continue. Mm-hmm. Because nobody is talking about the shit that's happening.
Correct. And then when you are talking about it, your voice is stepped on.
Yeah.
Because it's how dare you. They like how hard people work. Da-da-da. Yeah. But,
like salmon in this community. And when I say salmon, go with the flow. I am not a fucking salmon. I do not go with the flow, okay? I will not swim down that river going with the flow, bitch, okay? I don't know how to go with the flow. Uh-uh. You see what is happening when them salmon go with the flow? You see when them bears come and eat them? You ain't gonna eat me, bitch. Okay, I know that's random.
That's very fucking random. Where'd that come from?
But you be watching them damn the bear fishing for them salmon. You see what happens when they go with the flow, bitch? They get eat.
Anyway.
They like people who just do not speak, who just go with the flow and do not have anything to say. Anybody that threatens to shake the table or say anything that will, you know,
it's unfortunate.
Ruffle some feathers, they are the problem. No, that's not the way that it is.
It's very unfortunate.
This community has went totally left.
Well,
to the point where the books that are coming out is ass. And I'm just keeping it a buck.
I've just never seen anything like this in my life.
It was bad. And it's very disappointing. And the cover was gorgeous. But the details, the book itself, I didn't even read it at this point.
I ended up giving it a 1 star. So yeah.
That was nice of you.
That was very nice of me. I can't remember the last time I gave something 1 star.
I just expected different. I expected to be raving about a book and just raving about the book. The cover is gorgeous. The details, you know. No, baby, we didn't get that.
And you know, it's crazy because it's like, okay, we can say things. We can critically critique these books, right? And and point out what we enjoyed and what we didn't enjoy. You know, there could be a balance. There's no balance in this book.
Everything
That's
else
the unfortunate part.
Yeah, because usually, I mean, Brazenly Shady, we always talk about what we liked and what we didn't like and what could have been better. And at this point, this whole book could have been better.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
My suggestion.
There's nothing else to say. Listen, if you guys are so interested, we would not recommend this book at all. In good conscience, recommend this book. I'm just not going to do it. I'm sorry to say it, but this book is not worth anybody's time. This book needs to be pulled and redone, just as Shade says. I agree 100% with that. But yeah. Anything else from you, Shades?
No, nothing else from me. I agree with you about pulling and rewriting and then re-releasing if you take your author career serious.
Well, that is it for us, y'all.
Good night.
Until another bout of shenanigans.
And hopefully the next book that we review, we would be just raving about it. And if you are familiar with Brazenly Shady.
Yeah. Woo! Woo, tonight, y'all be good.
Be good, guys.
Bye.